Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is your sister Naima B. Robert here, and I am an award-winning author, editor, and coach. And my dream is to help as many women as possible find their voice, tell their story, and put it out into the world in the form of a book. And I am jumping on here because I just came off a call with the ladies inside my book writing program. And I just wanted to share with you a few of the things that we spoke about, a few of the things that came up, you know, some pieces of knowledge that maybe will help you, hopefully inspire you and motivate you to take the next step. So before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been blessed to have published over 20 books for children, young people, and adults in nonfiction and fiction genres. And since 2018, I have been teaching and mentoring other writers to help them to write their books. And so this particular program is our book writing, a book coaching program. It's a 90-day program. Ladies come in there with an idea, and we help them to flesh it out, build an outline that's amazing, and then write the whole manuscript and edit it before they finish the 90 days. And so one of the things that kind of came up in our conversation was, you know, the amount of kind of stops and starts that my clients are experiencing. And if you've ever tried to write a book, you probably have experienced the same. You probably have found yourself really enthusiastic at the beginning, full of ideas, full of optimism, right? And then something happens, you fall off the wagon. Something happens, you start to doubt yourself. Something happens and the fear takes over. And so if writing a book is so difficult, if it's so painstaking, if it's so painful, right, is it worth it? Is writing a book worth it? Well, good question, all right? Some people, and one of my clients, I want to share with you what she said. She said, when I came into this program, my goal was actually to get author after my name. That's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to call myself an author. And I thought, you know, once I can call myself an author, the whole world will open up for me, because when you're an author, you're it, right? And she said, I didn't know and I didn't expect to meet so many challenges. I did not expect to find so many obstacles, and I just did not expect it to be this difficult. And she said, I now know that it's not about the title, it's not about the accolades, it's not even about the stuff that comes your way once you've written that book. It's more than that. It's the woman you become along the way. And I was like, yes, my dear, yes, that's exactly it. When you take on the project of writing a book, and I call it a project because it's a project. It has different moving parts. It requires a lot of dedication, a lot of planning, a lot of grit and determination. And what I always say is, regardless of how long it takes you or how, you know, how short the journey is, that's what it is. It's a journey. And so the gold from that journey is the woman you become along the way. It's what you learn about yourself. It's how you grow. It's how you change. It's how you evolve. That's the gift that you get when you commit to writing a book, just like anything else, right? And so, you know, if we're asking the question, is writing a book worth it? I would ask you, well, what does worth it look like to you? Is it worth it for you to achieve something that 97% of people who start, you know, working on their book do not finish? Is it worth it to achieve more than 97% of the population of people who are writing books? Is it worth it for the confidence? Is it worth it for the motivation? Is it worth it for the self-actualization? Is it worth it for the new knowledge that you gain about yourself, about your skills, about the topic that you're writing about? And is it worth it for the potential to change someone's life? And that, my dear friends, is the bottom line. Because if you are able to change one life with your book, and then that one person, with their life being changed, then is transforming the people around her or him, is transforming their family for generations to come, is it then worth it to you? I would like to share a little story of one of my clients who published her book last year. Her name is Aisha Adams, and this is her book, Rise Irrespective, A Guide to Birthing Purpose from Pain. Now, this book, this client was an amazing client. Her name is Aisha Adams. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook and buy her book. But the amazing thing about Aisha Adams is that she came in with a very, very clear idea of, you know, of what she wanted to achieve. And once she came into the program and she got the clarity that she needed about the book she really wanted to write, she was able to write that book in 3 weeks, okay? So top marks to her. She wrote the book in 3 weeks. But if you go to her Instagram, and I encourage you to do this, go to her Instagram and scroll down. Scroll down to where she announces that the book has been launched, right? You'll see pictures of the book. You'll see her talking about her book journey. You'll see that she had a launch for the book in Nigeria. But then what I'd like you to do, of course, like all the posts, right? And say congratulations to her. But then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to scroll slowly up to see her life since writing the book. And you will see just how much she has grown, how much her business has grown, how much her impact has grown. Whether it's from hosting her own summit to being invited on a ton of different platforms to speak, to delivering her workshop in other countries online, to coming, going on TV, to being, you know, helping to create a play based on her book. The world has opened up for her. And so my question again is, was it worth it to write that book? I think it was. And I'm sure that if you go into her DMs, you will find so many people saying, thank you for writing that book. I thought I was all alone. I thought I was the only one. I thought that my miscarriage was the end of my life. I thought that my divorce was the end of my journey. I thought that I was a failure in life. And then I read your book and it gave me hope. It inspired me. It motivated me. You told my truth. These are the types of things that my clients are hearing. And so if you know, on a level, if you know that you have a story to tell, a message to share, and you want to write a book, and you're stuck right now, and you'd like to work with me and my team, just comment committed below this video, and I'll be in touch, and we'll have a chat to see if my team can help you and if it's a fit. And the wonderful thing is that we get to work with a variety of authors, whether they are writing a transformational book, where they share their coaching principles, or an expertise-based book where they are sharing, you know, the systems and strategies that they use to help people, or they're writing a memoir, or even if they're putting together an anthology of other people's writing. We love coaching the ladies in our program. We meet every week and we have such an amazing connection and a bond. And the best part of it is that the ladies are not alone. So they're writing, and writing can be lonely. If any of you are writers, then you know, you can comment below. You know that, yeah, writing can be very lonely, right? And so, you know, what you'll find is that the writing can be lonely. So when you're in a group and when you're in a community of other writers, and you get to have coaching with me and my team every week to keep you on track, to keep you focused, to answer any questions that you have. That is why one of my clients today, she announced 25,000 words that she's written. Another client, 10,000. Another client, 6,000. Another client has finished and now she's editing. They're getting results. So if you'd like to get those results and you'd like to see that happening in your life and you'd like to go on that journey of writing a book and putting your message out into the world, then my team and I would love to have a chat. So please do just comment committed below and let's have a chat. And for now, I hope that that answers the question, is writing a book worth it? And thank you so much if you were live. If you're watching this as a replay, please just put replay in the comments. And I hope to hear from some of you, and I hope to be able to work with some of you as well. Writing a book is hard work. It takes commitment and it takes, you know, support, and you know, it requires, you know, a lot from you, but the rewards for that, for dunya wa fil akhirah, are just phenomenal. And as somebody who's written, you know, my 25th book is being published this year, as somebody who has written that many books, I can testify to the life changing effects of writing your own book and putting it out into the world. So if that is going to be you, then just comment committed below this message and I will be in touch. For now, take care, salam, and have a fantastic day.